to ooh, breathe. Greetings and salutations.
The universe is just doomed. Doomed, doomed, doomed.
And I needed to prove it, but then I stayed and I met you, and you're so wonderful that...
Shit, I can't believe this.
Rick, I know you're mad, but I think you're terrific, and your friendship means so much to me that I just...
And this whole thing was bullshit. Major bullshit.
Rick, wait. You gotta understand how much you mean to me. You gotta believe me.
Right, Terrence. Because you've been so honest up till now.
Hello.
Hi.
It's us, Nicole.
And Tessa.
And Liana's here
as
our little brother buddy.
Yes.
Because he's the most fun.
He is.
Because we're talking about
just one of the guys.
One of the guys. Bam, bam, bam.
Half of the people our ages, first time seeing titties on screen.
Oh my gosh, for sure.
This movie.
For sure. And this was what,
1985? 1985, so it turns 39, I think, right around the time this episode comes out.
Oh, did we do that on accident? We did.
We did, because it's for Liana's birthday. This was
happy birthday, Liana. This was her choice, and it was an excellent choice.
Excellent choice. We always love us some Just One of the Guys.
I love this movie. I really do. I really do.
It's a good one. Before we get into it, we have someone to thank.
Yes.
We have a new patron. Thank you, Bernard Balizé or Balizette, B-A-L-I-Z-E-T. Mm. Balizé?
Balizé, Balizé.
Sounds French.
Balizé.
Or B.B. Sevilla. This is the same person who left us a review that I found 9 months
later.
That really
well,
nice
I'm
review.
I'm glad you hung around. I'm glad you're still here.
I know, and they finally
here.
Heard
that
their shout out forever later.
Well, I'm glad you heard
thank
it.
Thank you.
We will get some goodies out to you soon. And if somebody else wants to join our Patreon.
You can.
Patreon.com/Doom Generation.
All are welcome.
We have the cheapest tier, the most smartest, and the top dollar finest.
You know
y'all.
We had to do it.
Because we had to. But yeah, we need to still restructure those a little
bit. Yeah,
maybe.
I know. We keep talking about it.
But yeah, all we did was change the names.
Yeah, we're gonna.
So let's get into the cast of Just One of the Guys.
Yes, we've got Ms. Joyce Heiser as Terry Griffith.
Billy Jane, aka Billy Jacoby,
yeah.
As Buddy Griffith.
William Zabka as Greg Tolan.
Clayton Rohner as Rick Morehouse.
Sherilyn Fenn as Sandy.
Deborah Goodrich as Deborah. That was easy.
I know.
She
that
got
was
the easy one.
That was a lateral move. Tony Hudson as Denise. Oh, no. Nope.
Ire Gross as Willie. You remember him from, wasn't he on the Ellen sitcom?
Oh,
I feel like he was the best friend on the Ellen sitcom, but I feel like he also played a nerd in a couple things in
who
the
was
80s.
Who was on Ellen? You're going to look that up. She already on it.
But that was what his that's what that name said to me. Anyway, that's what I remember him from.
We have Lee McCloskey as Kevin.
Stuart Charno as Reptile.
Yes. And that's all I have.
Kenneth Tekus as Mr. Raymaker, just because he looked familiar to me from
other
things.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? And who were the nerds? Do we know who the nerds were? They were just aliens. They really weren't.
Well, Ire Gross was one of them. The one who I said was the friend on Ellen, I think. Is that was our it's R A R Y E Gross. Was he on Ellen? Yes.
He was on Ellen?
I think he was like the I think he was always kind of in love with her and then she came out on the show.
Right. Yep, I'm gay.
He was the will they won't they?
Ah, but they won't.
Yeah, yeah. So
okay.
I think that's
okay.
What I know him from.
All right.
So we open on a girl.
Yes, we got
asleep in her sexiest lacy white panties.
And they had to make her 18 so that you could have this panty shot. So you're welcome. 6:30 a.m. She gets up in this amazing fucking room
with the fucking balcony out.
French
overlooking doors.
The pool. Wow. With her big ass room and her Bruce Springsteen's posters, which was her boyfriend at the time.
Yes, and
I guess they've been dating for several years at this point.
Really?
Is what I read.
Interesting.
Well,
no,
she was
she's 27
27 at the time. Okay. She was Andrea old.
Yeah, she was.
So she was not a high school student. She wasn't a teenager. She was 27, almost 30. So she was old enough.
So yeah, so we see a little
old enough
her room, and we get kind of like a montage of a typical morning for this girl. Her boyfriend,
she's getting ready,
picks her up in his convertible.
Oh man, of course he's like a college guy,
and you don't even know it. Never says he could be 40. You have
well,
no.
Well, they did say that he's or what's I think
did
Denise
he mention
says
college
it, that she's got a college boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So, but
a
he's got like
in college.
A Porsche
or something,
and like everybody, this is like the rich kid's school. He like picks her up and drops her off at mm-hmm. high school as a college guy.
And then she's in newspaper class and Denise mm-hmm. comes in. She needs advice. Three guys have asked her out for Saturday night,
right.
but they're all lame.
Right. Well, so like on do? A scale of less lame, least lame to okay.
She can't pick. She's like on looks. No,
she's
it's
like,
all bad.
Right, well,
like
it's
on
all
cars.
Bad. Okay, well,
all bad.
All bad. Like a Pinto, his dad's Skylark,
right.
and a Schwinn.
Not the Schwinn. Trust me, I had a boy try to pick me up on the handlebars of his bike one time.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he
did
came,
he mention
he
that
He asked
beforehand?
Me out. No, he asked
when
me out.
When was this, in middle school?
Like freshman year.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, let's go to the mall together,
it's
whatever.
Not as cute
I'll pick
as
you up. And
movies.
He showed up on a bicycle. And
oh.
I was like,
what it?
Pick me up as in you want me to ride on the handlebars from
no,
here
I got
to the
pegs
plaza?
In the back. You stand.
That I would have done, but I ain't riding on the
I got
handlebars.
Pegs on my mongoose.
Yes, I'm sure I rode on some pegs on a mongoose at least once.
Yes.
At least once. So, yeah, so she's helping her solve her love problem, whatever. She, oh,
right.
Looks like I got to skip the prom.
Oh, no, you don't. It's like, it's still coming up. You have time.
And so the Mr. Raymaker, who heads up the newspaper, is talking about the submissions for the Sun Tribune contest mm-hmm. to win a summer internship.
Right. He's like, after I eat my lunch, I'm going to publish the winners or put up the winners in the trophy case. And it's like between you guys and whoever
at this other
Sturgis
school.
Whatever.
Wilder?
What Sturgis Wilder School. They're all boo, hiss. It's like they're rivals.
Yeah, apparently.
But he's like, after lunch, I'm going to post the winner.
And she's pretty confident she's going to be
right.
One
she
of the
knows
winners.
It's going to be her because she's got the best article, she thinks.
And this is apparently off campus lunchtime at like a cafe or something.
Well, before this, somebody comes in and whispers to that rusty lookalike, like something. He's like, oh, the driver's ed teacher just ran over a dog.
Oh, that's right.
Should I
take
the photographer?
Camera?
And he's like,
yeah, like,
no.
No, what do you? No, please don't.
So, yes, now they're at. I guess
some
off-campus
cafe.
Lunch, like at the diner or cafe that's nearby.
And all the boys that come in are like, hi, Terry.
Right.
Hi, Terry. And Denise is just invisible.
Wow, and she's cuter.
Kinda.
I think
Denise I mean, at least
is cuter.
As cute.
At least as cute, if not cuter. Like, she mentions later at the prom that she's like, oh, I love being here because nobody knows I used to be fat.
Yeah, so maybe that's
so, like,
her thing is that everybody...
She's not now, and she's super cute. What's
yeah.
wrong with Denise? Is she like a stage 5 clinger? Why are only the nerds asking her out?
I don't know.
Is she weird? Does she smell?
Well, as soon as Terry becomes single, though, only the nerds start asking her out, so...
Everybody
those nerds
goes
are brave.
Well, because they all read her fucking article about mm-hmm. how you don't have to have cool
look
clothes
cool.
to be cool because she... found like the one nerd
that happened to be hot
that happened to I don't he looks like he's got a chode to me
see yeah
I feel
I
like
see,
there's something
I can
short
see that.
And wide going
Rick
on
Morehouse got a chode
I feel like it mm-hmm. he looks like he's built that
she
way
she felt like it too
she was all probably mm. she's like do you have a tuna can your pants
so yeah so she's but her little brother Buddy is there, and
oh.
he loves Denise.
Oh,
he's ready to take Denise
he
home.
He loves women.
Yes,
he,
all
well,
women.
Whatever his fantasy of women is. Like, he doesn't necessarily love women.
No, he just wants to get laid.
He wants that pussy.
And he's obvious about it, even in the
very
cafe.
Much so. yeah.
Like, and she's
oh
like,
God,
Jesus Christ.
You're like, not- have you ever even done it? He's like, yeah, but now I'd like to try it with a partner.
Exactly. And he asked Denise, like, come on, my parents are gone for 2 weeks and their king-size bed is empty. And she's like,
gross.
If you were the last man and I was the last woman, the
human race
would die
out.
And he wants her, he wants his sister to have a slumber party, invite every girl you know, gross, and I'll be the bartender.
You want to assault my friends.
Yeah. She's like,
molest my friends.
Forget it.
Yeah, he's like, no way. Come on. Like, aren't you embarrassed? He's like, horny will beat embarrassment any day.
Yes, he's too horny to be embarrassed.
And he's like, there goes that slut in the guest jeans with that studded belt. Oh, like, yeah. The leather garter on the outside. And he was like, she looks like she does it with everybody. And she's like, yeah. She looks like it, and off he goes.
He's off after her.
Oh, yeah.
So later at home, Mr. Wonderful arrives, her boyfriend. Well,
before that, like, Terry goes.
Oh, no,
like,
back at school. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back at school.
She's like, after lunch, they go to check and see who wins. She knows it's going to be her, and they go there, and it's not. So she goes into the newspaper
office. She just goes
office.
And starts looking through his
well,
shit.
These fucking teachers
talking about her. It was the other one, but still. Well, some other teacher's like, oh, did you see what Terry
Mr.
Griffith was wearing
like,
today?
Like, he does not shut this line.
Well,
of,
he tells him, you're going to lose your job or you're going to go to jail it. Or whatever.
But
yeah.
He's like being lighthearted about it. He's oh, yeah. not like being firm, like, dude. She's a student.
It was 1985.
I know.
The fact
and
that he
18.
Didn't also go, yeah, I want to rail Terry right? means he was probably not
rail.
A molester.
I want to wrap her fucking legs around my neck and fucking.
The fact that he had the decency to look minorly uncomfortable while that guy was talking is about as good
that
as you're going to get in 1985.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So okay. Yeah, she hears all this, and because he's like, "Yeah, be careful, you could lose your job." And then she's standing there, like,
right. He's like,
when
"Oh,
he walks in,
shit!
Oh, you heard all that."
Hi. She confronts him, like, "What the fuck?
What's wrong with my article?"
Yeah, like it deserves to win. And he's like,
"No, it's boring.
You mean the nutritional content of the school lunches isn't interesting?" And he's
no.
like, "No,
and
it's
he's
not.
All, you need something to fall back on, like modeling."
Oh, see, but that's
because that'll
think,
last
because
forever.
You just heard them talking mm-hmm. about her body mm-hmm. and all this other stuff, so you think that's all I can do? Because that's a running theme, also,
right? Is
Kevin's
that she's
like
so
that
hot.
Well. That she's just so
I mean,
hot.
Her body is so hot.
Oh,
and
she's
her body
cute is
in the
banging,
face and everything.
She's
cuter
but as a boy than she is as a girl.
She is a pretty yeah. cute boy.
She's a cute boy.
She's bringing the Ralph Macchio.
The Ralph Macchio for sure.
Macchio.
Macchio. Karate Kid.
So, yeah, she's like, you're wrong. She believes in her article. She storms out.
Right.
And mm-hmm. then that night, Mr. Wonderful. That's
oh,
what he calls
yes.
her boyfriend. Mr.
Right,
Wonderful's
Mr.
here.
Wonderful. Kevin is there.
And it's clear that her little brother and her boyfriend do not get along.
No, no, of course they don't. And mm-hmm. they're like, she's out at the pool. He lets them in. And all Kevin wants to do is get them titties out. She's like, I'm trying to
she's
tell
like, yeah,
you.
Yeah, being
like,
sad about.
I know. Like, I'm upset. I'm looking for a little sympathy. Like, what the fuck? Like,
well,
I don't
I'm
wanna...
trying to comfort you by touching your tits. Is that not how you
Duh,
comfort a woman?
Is that
woman?
Not what you want me to do right now?
That's
you
what
don't
I
want
would
to finger
want.
You by the pool? Like, because I don't know why I'm here.
That's what a man would want.
Well.
Like,
I just
want
a man
feel
would
good.
Want to get
you touch my wiener.
Will you please That's touch exactly my wiener outside want. In the middle of the day.
Yeah,
please.
With your little brother inside,
yeah,
also looking at porno.
Little pervert.
Yeah, just karate chop your husband.
Right,
like yeah, wonks a titty and fucking gets out up in there. Like, sir, excuse me.
It is the middle of the
pardon.
Damn day.
I beg your pardon.
I got dishpan hands.
Oh, I got dishpan hands. What's she doing over there?
I'm going to light up this big old joint that Mr. Josh left for us. So my husband's friend left us. He's came over. He works at a dispensary.
Oh, well, that would explain it.
And he brought over this big old, what was it called?
Gracias.
Hold moon, up. Moon doggies.
Galaxy moon rock
oh,
joint.
Oh, shit. We're about to fly me to the moon.
And he's all, would you guys want to smoke this before your podcast? And I said, we will smoke this during our podcast, sir. And Chris was like, yeah, they just get higher and higher throughout the...
Higher than before.
That's kind of part of the thing. It's kind of part of our brand. So, yes, thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
So, anyway, where were we? We're never going to know now.
No, no.
Oh, yeah, take it off. Over. Comfort you by touching your tits.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, please stop. And yes. He's like, it reminds me of the time I wanted to be a fireman. But
and then
I found
out
how much
they make.
What's he going to be, like fucking Patrick Bateman?
Probably.
Murders and executions? Is that what Kevin wants to do?
Probably.
Well,
hey, look at him.
He looks like he does. He looks like he does. He and wants to work there.
And she mentions the modeling comment from her teacher.
And he's like, why not? You're a babe. Like, you're super hot. I'm trying so hard.
Okay.
We might just have to take a or two. Holy shit. Oh, God.
Ooh, it's so smoky.
Are you there, Liana? Liana, send up a flare.
I need a fan. Oh, we need Kim's little private fan.
Your own
personal fan.
Fan. Is that window even open?
Doesn't like seem like a crack.
Like, oh, you need to open that way.
Open that
more.
Window. Whew. All right.
Oxygen, please.
Whew. So,
Buddy is in there decorating his room with centerfolds.
Yes.
He's got a subscription.
I don't know. He had so many Playboys, though.
I didn't see any little tags on any of those covers, but he's got the whole room.
And, like, is he going to take this down when mom and dad come home, or this is not his permanent room?
I don't know. Are they going to go in there? I mean, when he talks to his mom later, I don't know what kind of relationship they have.
Yeah.
So maybe this is cool. Maybe they're purchasing him.
They probably will find out.
They're not going in there. I wouldn't. If Buddy was my kid, I'm not going into his teenage room. I'm not going in there. I'm not going in there.
Oh, it smells
like onions and garlic. There's plates in there from days of old.
And it actually looked surprisingly clean.
It actually did. It actually didn't look that bad, except for all the centerfolds were the only thing that was filthy about it.
And so she comes in ranting about men, only thinking about sex as he's doing this. And he's like,
right.
What?
She's like, this is
perfect.
I
have the deepest respect for these women.
Of course. And like, they're more than just broads.
He's memorized all their little quotes from
this
Playboy,
their
favorites.
This one reads Vonnegut in the bubble bath. And another one, she dedicates her centerfold to like ending toxic waste.
Can't you think of anything more profound than getting laid?
A blowjob?
What?
Yeah, a blowjob.
No, and she's getting all frustrated.
Says, like, and Barbara only studies her physics homework butt naked because that library is hot.
It's hot. She's so concerned with Barbara's body heat.
Right. I mean, it's only because it's hot in there. But yeah. Anyway, so she says sometimes I wish I was a guy.
Mm-hmm.
It would be so much easier if I was a guy. If I was a guy, that article would be at the Sun Tribune right now.
Not true.
But would it though?
And he's like, look, no, you don't. The male body needs sex at all times.
You don't
want to
be a guy. Yeah, it's terrible. Walking balls.
And then the doorbell rings and there's some dude there asking for Terry.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, I don't know. She said that, Terry.
And it's Terry in boy drag.
Oh, shit. Wearing Buddy's clothes.
He's like, who do you think you are? Tootsie?
Yentl? What do you want to be, a rabbi?
So are they a Jewish family?
No, because Yentl was the Barbara Streisand was in his shoes. It's like it's a story of
right. I know Yentl, but then Tootsie also.
Well, Tootsie is also somebody dressed
just
in
somebody
drag.
In drag,
it's just,
whatever.
It's just gender bending. It was a big thing back then. Victor Victoria, Tootsie, mm-hmm. Yentls,
and she's like, look, what's wrong with my, you know,
right,
why is this not passed? And he's like,
right.
Look, let's
he's
go
like,
have a lesson.
I fooled my own brother, and he was like, I wasn't even looking. So now that I'm looking, he's like, walk around and whatever. And she.
Well, first it's the stance.
Oh,
he's got
yes.
guys
the
take
wide.
Up
you
space.
Need, you got to take up space and like you got to adjust your balls.
Let me see you scratch your
and
balls.
She's like, okay,
maybe my balls don't itch.
All balls itch. It's a fact.
So she puts some socks in her pants and he's like,
maybe
whoa,
this
maybe
help.
I
he's
should
like,
do
well,
that.
I should try that. Yeah. Look at this. Look at this.
He's like, okay, now let me see your walk.
Mm-hmm.
And she, no, you gotta walk with balls. Like, you gotta
right.
walk
hey,
like you got
baby,
balls.
What's happening? I'm a lean, mean sex machine.
And that be the way it is. And so she does it. And she's like, look, now I'm gonna take my article. I'm gonna submit it as a guy at a
right.
new school
over at Sturgis Wilder. And. You know, then I'm going to win.
And Buddy's like, yeah, makes sense. Got a problem getting dragged. Whatever.
That happened a lot.
And he's like, look, I don't think you can do it, but I'd love to see you try.
Right.
So cut to her in short hair, shades, pop collar, funky
oh, yes.
jacket. This, she did not raid her brother's wardrobe for this.
No.
Shit.
So she went shopping.
Mm-hmm. As a boy, probably.
As
in her
a
brother's
boy,
clothes.
Maybe in her brother's clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And found these coordinated...
It's 1990 something. Where'd you get these? Like,
she looks
50s?
Like an Archie.
Yes, like right out of
she's
a fucking Archie comic
out of
book.
An Archie comic.
Shows up at the new school, saunters up all casual like, and runs right into the bully, Greg Tolan.
Zabka and the other toughs that look 35 if they're a day. They are way too old to be hanging out in front of a high school.
Lifting up this freshman by his underwear.
If not Zabka, but the other guys that were with him. I don't know if you saw them, but they look pretty old. Right? So, yeah, he talks about his weightlifting, wearing his little weightlifting gloves everywhere. And he gives an atomic wedgie kid to the freshman.
Yeah. And Terry laughs, like she walks up and is like, oh.
Oh, just that we need another pussy.
Who invited you?
Right? And he's like, oh, pussy tossed for distance.
And strong as an ox. Well, that's why she gets thrown, because she tells him strong as an ox and almost as smart.
Well, because Terry's trying to be Terry, but forgets that Terry's a dude right now.
Is now a 108-pound man.
And now you're going to get hit like a man or whatever like a man because they don't know you're a girl and they're not supposed to.
Chucks her right in the thorn bush. Yes. And she lands right by Rick.
Yes, who's also sitting in the bush. Or no, it was just sitting behind, on the other side of it.
Yeah.
All right. So they meet. It's cool.
He introduces himself, helps her up. Like, yeah, it's tough being the new guy, whatever.
Exactly. And in English class or whatever, there are two like alien.
Yeah, these kids are like they have their own made up language.
You could see Terry in the background, like just fucking loving this shit. Like I would love this shit if there was two people in my class that were doing this, speaking alien their own to one another, and like blah blah, it's gonna blah blah, it's gonna blah blah, like dressed like that with the, what were those?
Oh,
what do you call those?
The communicator things from.
I know. Oh. But it was like it wasn't
pocket
that
protector.
No, it's the thing with the little pencil and it's metal and it goes like this. It's not a protractor. It's a
compass.
Yes. With the pointy end and you can make the circles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they had on their shirts, but it was supposed to look like the Star Trek.
Oh, okay.
What they had was compasses.
Oh, gotcha.
At least later I noticed that.
Okay.
I was like, not a protractor. And you could make the circle.
Well, and you always forget it's called that because another thing is called a compass. And so you're like, no, it can't be
that it's called
a
compass.
And you're like, no, it is. That's it. Yeah.
I think of a compass as like a compass.
Yes.
Compass to tell you find the direction, which I also don't know how to use.
I know it tells me north, but that doesn't help me.
But I could have a belt on. I could have a belt on at any time, and it's going to tell me my belt is north. It's magnetic, isn't it?
Well, not like that to the Earth's poles, not to your belt. I don't think. I think it's magnetic.
I don't know. I've seen it in a movie once, so therefore it's true.
Oh, well, hey, if you saw it in a movie.
Therefore it's true. I saw it in a movie.
So Terry wants to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
She's like,
I gotta go to the bathroom. They're like, you gotta take the 3 minutes. 3 minutes only. So she goes.
It's surprisingly clean for a boy's bathroom. There's a lot of tagging, but it's not gross.
Yeah. Is this the bathroom where it says Lisa and Joyce are sluts?
Oh, I didn't see that.
Is it?
It's okay. Like a ton of tagging.
So it says Lisa and Joyce are sluts, which Lisa Gottlieb and Joyce Heiser, the director whatever, they put it on the wall.
Nice. So she eyes the urinal like she maybe is going to try to step up.
She needs the cup.
Yes, if only they had that.
She just needs to like put the little cup in her pants.
Yep.
And you know, do it. I don't know if they had that then. I feel like you could use a funnel, just a regular funnel.
Right?
Keep a funnel on hand.
From the shop class.
Sure.
So somebody comes in though, so she has to pretend like she just finished.
Just finished. She's like, I care.
Yeah, like you don't talk about your pee-pees, okay?
No. Dude? We don't even do that in the girls' bathroom. No. Like, I don't know why you're doing that here. I know.
Just finished. And she goes to wash her hands and, like, beats up the soap dispenser for effect.
And then she comes out. It's like, oh, fuck, I forgot to pee.
And runs right back into the dude. She just pretends she
leaves. Like, oh, yeah. I forgot to do something in here, I guess. Because I thought clearly for a have second diarrhea. She was going to run into... I got the runs.
I thought she was going to go in the girls' room.
I did too for a second. I was like, oh, it's been a while since I've seen this movie.
It'd been a minute.
I love it, but it's been a while. I used to watch it a lot when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I feel like it was on TV a lot.
Maybe.
Was it on TV a lot?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it was. Yeah, it was. I never saw Millie Willie or Willie Millie, but I did see this a lot.
And I used to think this was maybe that movie. And then when I saw this over and over again, I was like, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of. This girl actually woke up with a penis. It was a different thing.
She didn't actually have a penis. It was socks.
And she doesn't want to be a boy. No, she just thinks her article is going to get, she's trying to prove a point.
Right, right. As so, you could do in those days. You could
yes.
join another high school.
Apparently, just enroll yourself.
Nobody asked any questions.
No birth certificate, ID.
None whatsoever. No vaccination record, no paperwork, no nothing, no transcripts.
Well, she kept just putting people off for different stuff, like by the end of the week. She only planned to be there for a week. So I think she probably got in with just saying, oh, yeah, I'll get that to you. My mom's out of town, whatever.
Have we even gotten there yet where she talks to Mr. Mendoza, the...
No, so we're at lunchtime. So Greg's fucking walking in, eating food off everyone's trays, lifting tables and shit.
They like do,
but they're all. They know this is coming. They are ready for him.
It's fine. I'm not even gonna do it.
So instead, he slides all the nerds off their bench onto the floor.
Of course,
and you can tell they show the janitor, and he fucking hates Greg Tolan.
Everybody hates Greg. Everybody hates Greg.
The look on his face, and so Terry's looking at her schedule, and she's got PE next.
PE as a senior.
I know.
PE as a senior.
How'd you not get out of that?
You could totally get out of PE as a senior. You just do another like elective or whatever. Like you could do a PE. Because
you only
thing.
Have to do 2 years, I think, of PE, right?
Do choir or something. Do show choir or something. Do fucking, I don't know.
But then she wouldn't get to be.
That they gave me PE, but they were like, I don't even care if you show up.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
She wouldn't have got to go to the boys' locker room and see all them
true.
Butts.
And in this fucking.
Butts.
The coach is an avid bowler. So it's like one man, one ball, 10 pins, yes. 10 frames. It's like, no, I don't have any gym clothes. So I guess
study
I'll go
hall.
To. Nope. No, you won't. Here's loners.
Oh, the loners.
Including a jock strap. Disgusting.
And shoes.
And shoes.
And the
shoes,
and I
socks,
do jock loner. Strap inspections. Excuse
what are they
me,
doing?
Sir?
Oh, because he's into it.
You're
and what are they doing
my...
that they need a fucking jock strap?
To play basketball?
To
you
play
need a jock strap
to do
in
PE?
High school?
There's no reason for that.
I
There's no
know.
Reason for that.
And so she goes over to get dressed and some dude's like, oh, look at my dick rash. Like, what the?
Okay.
Is
so
this something boys
all,
do?
Well, no. What had happened was, because you'll notice, the other guy that she walks past is just sitting on the bench, bare ass, just wearing a jock. And that is probably where the other guy got the rash. He was also sitting on the bench.
Bare ass.
And he's like, you ever seen anything like this? Do you guys show each other dick rashes in the fucking locker room?
And do you just sit bare assed on the bench with like your butthole on
I
it?
Mean, like I did. I've only ever been in a locker room in high school.
I never
school.
Had to like shower and dress out.
Oh, no,
I got
never.
Out of
nobody
PE.
Ever showered. We used to change in the showers.
Yes.
Nobody
oh,
ever showered.
You changed in
we
the
would
showers.
Change in the showers. We would gather all of our shit from our locker, and instead of being in the thing, we would go find
oh,
a corner
man,
of
I
the
can't
shower.
Remember.
And there'd be like four of us, and we all changed in the corner of the shower. And nobody fucking showered afterwards. Nobody fucking did.
The
the
only
swim
time
team did.
I ever showered in a locker room was when we did band competitions where we had to go out of not state, but like we'd go far enough out of the city that we would like sleep in a gym at another high school.
Ew.
And you'd have to shower in the locker room
Ew.
With all the other girls. And because I was the only girl in the drum line, I would get assigned to scope particular girls in the shower by the boys who would be like, okay.
So what's she look like? What's
exactly.
Look
There'd
like?
Be particular like? Girls they had the hots for where they'd want to know like,
I don't
what she got going on under
I
there.
I was ever on a school-related shower where I was naked with other students.
That was the only
like
time.
Ever.
It was never for PE. It was only when we
I mean,
did
like,
overnight
change,
band
yes.
things.
Well, I mean, I changed with like in theater. We would all change back behind stage and nobody cared what was in. No, because nobody was looking. Everybody was doing like a quick change. But one time the assistant principal came in and we were all in a room like and everybody was changing and doing whatever. And I had had my dress like up over my head the moment they came in, moment he came in. And after that, they were like, you guys have to separate sides. You guys have to have separate sides
I
for changing.
The,
and we're like, nobody cares.
We had a drum room in the drum line that was like, there was a big old band room. And then there was this teeny little closet that was just supposed to fit all the drums on shelves, like in its own space. But there was like kind of a little hall in between, and all the boys changed in there.
Yeah.
So I changed in there too, but I always wore boxers and a tank top. So that I would get down to boxers and a tank top and then just put my uniform on.
Well, I mean, if you were ever in a bathing suit in front of anybody, it wasn't like it was like, oh, it's my underwear. It might as well be my bathing suit. Like, it's no big deal. Like, nobody was looking care at anybody then. Like that. Nobody cared. Except for the vice principal. He cared. He took one look at my semi-nude body and was like, oh, shit, no.
I was so skinny and scrawny and, curves like, there was that no... I think... I never even thought of it as being anyone
there was
looking
no enticement.
At... Yeah, I'm like...
There was no enticement
I don't
there.
Got it nothing just... going on under these. I look just like you do.
Yeah.
Like, I swear to God, without the wiener,
yeah,
I'm shaped just like you are still.
Pretty much. I am stick straight without the wiener. I look like Mowgli. Like, there's no... This is not enticement here.
Yeah,
this is just trying to quick change in between scenes, relax.
I did have a boyfriend who was not in drumline later, who when I was older, like 16, and he was 17, and he came to my school. Or no, he came to a competition, and I just changed out in the parking lot because I was, again, only going down to boxers and a tank top.
Right.
And he got all like,
oh, what are you doing?
Uppity about it. Like, you just changed in front of all those boys. And I'm like, I didn't get naked. I'm wearing
matter,
fucking
like,
boxer shorts. Like, who cares?
Nobody fucking cares.
Oh,
like,
he's
all
like,
of
you don't even know. They're looking at you. I'm like,
nothing is happening on fucking show nights.
Mom's
let me just
sweaty
tell you.
As hell.
It's at the cast parties. It's at rehearsals.
It's on that bus
it's
ride.
After it's on. Well, we never went anywhere.
For us, it was the bus ride.
Well, in choir, but I don't think I ever did that either. But. I don't know. There was other things going on, but never on show nights when people were changing because no one's looking.
Yeah.
The show is
it was
the
all,
thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was all intense.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, so now the shower squad comes yelling, get the new kid. And she thinks they're coming for her,
right,
but it's
but they
Rash
come for
Boy.
Dick Rash.
Yes. Dick Rash. That's his actual character name.
Rash Boy. Dick Rash Boy.
So they carry him off.
Yes.
And who knows what they did with him.
And
it did
what
not
are
show.
They doing? They strip him naked and put him
in the
fucking
shower
with his rash out and everything? Ooh,
now you did all they... have a rash.
Right? You touched his rash?
Ooh, yeah.
Gross.
So she goes into the bathroom and sees the fire sprinklers and is like, ooh.
Oh, I got an idea. Because you can't just change
and
in
does
a
she
stall?
Smoke? She just had a lighter on her? You never
Everybody
shows her
did.
Smoke.
Her eyeliner?
Maybe. You did used to melt
but
your eyeliner.
You're
Remember
a
that.
Boy.
For concerts.
Right, I guess. So but, you can't just change in the stalls. Like, there was
right?
an open stall.
Yeah.
You could just be like, I got to take a shit before gym.
I thought this was to get gym class canceled. But this was just to get the locker room
no,
empty
this was
to get
just
dressed.
To be able to change.
That's beyond.
And to go out there, soaking wet.
And then they didn't cancel. So how long were they in that? Motherfuckers were in that locker room forever getting dressed.
Right.
Those dudes were in there for 10 minutes. This is a 45-minute class
right.
period in the 80s.
Yeah.
PE is 45 minutes tops.
At least.
10 minutes to dress out and 10 minutes to shower and get ready. How long is fucking PE class? By the time you get through with the fire.
Half your fucking day.
And the
it was
water
a bigger deal.
And whatever. Class is over. You're not still lining them up to play. And then shirts
and they
and
have
skins.
Like the fucking...
Shirts and skins.
Shirts
you're making boys
skin.
Take their shirts off first.
Well, because
the jock strap
and
inspection
was the thing. Yes, and they're having a jock strap inspection because coach is mad. Coach is mad that some loser
set
pulled
this
the fucking,
fire
alarm.
Well, they didn't
so
pull the fire alarm. They set a fire.
Oh, that's what
she
yeah,
set a
that's
fire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And so, yeah, she gets ready. They go and they're ready to do basketball shirts and skins. And she's like, oh,
my
stomach.
But why didn't she just do that in the first fucking
yes,
place?
Yes, just get out of it that way in the first place.
She couldn't take a note that she's on her period and she has cramps.
Exactly. That's how girls get out of PE. Uh-huh. And she's like, fuck.
I would just fucking dress out and hang out.
Well, and you don't give a fuck about the school. You're here to do the news. Go hang out in the goddamn bathroom and smoke for an hour. Ditch this class.
Ditch. Who
why subject yourself to this? You're about to graduate
you're here
from
for
your
like
school.
A week and a half?
Yeah.
Yeah, who
nobody
gives
a fuck.
Nobody knows who you are.
And what's
you
cooler than the dude who just fucking ignores PE class and goes out and has a smoke
you
in the quad?
You're super cool hanging out under the
you
want to
be cool, dude?
With your tank top over your sweater?
Oh, I know.
I know. What was that tank top over the sweater? That's the
right?
loner
like,
they gave her?
You could have blown it off. Like this. I mean, it was just to get her in a locker room. It was just to have
she just
this,
wanted to see them that
it
experience.
Was just to have this fucking moment. In
but
the
I'm
movie.
Sure she regretted it once she got in there because the smell.
Oh,
because
nobody wants to be in there. Nobody the wants smell. To be in the boys' locker room. It's gross.
Ooh.
It's gross. Nobody wants to be in the girls' locker room. It's fucking gross. It's dank. Regardless of which one you're in, it's dank. Dank. It's wet. It's moist. Ugh.
And so she, now after this, she finally goes to submit her article to the paper at this school. And he's like, yeah, I like it.
It's good, but it's boring.
Sending this to the Tribune.
It's really boring.
Fucking really boring.
Like, what?
You gotta grab the reader.
Just go somewhere. You're a guy.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't write with feeling, with some heart.
You got a week to write something exciting. Right. So she walks off all sad.
Oh, shit.
And before we find out what happens next, it's a good time to take a break.
It's already time.
We'll be right back. Do it. And we're back.
We are back, and Terry is commiserating with Denise and Buddy, and she's going to try again. She's like, they thought I was a geek, but they thought I was a guy.
And that's all that matters. She's like, there's a story in here somewhere.
Right. And she's like, what if Kevin finds out?
Yeah, because all Denise cares about, she's like, Kevin sent you roses. Like, I know. Why she's do you like, care about this apology. Article? Like, what do you have a boyfriend.
You've got a college boyfriend. I got you into a Remington party.
Yes. Terry's confused, but he's like, of course you're confused. You're right. Wearing my underwear. And Denise is like, just come back to school. So what? Right. You have a bad haircut. You have a great life. You have a great boyfriend. And she's like, yeah, and that's where she's like, look, but everyone believed I was a guy. Right. So there's a story here.
Exactly. I just have to figure out what it is.
What about girl gets in locker room, turns stupid?
You were in the boys' locker room?
Tell me everything.
Ew, gross. No, you don't want to know.
Kevin's trying to, or not Kevin, Bobby's trying to grope Denise, Bobby, Buddy, whatever. His real name's Bobby.
Buddy.
It works. He's trying to grope Denise over there, and she's like, ugh. He asks her out, and she's like, when pigs fly.
Yes.
So the next day at school, Terry overhears some cute girl who's missing an earring back, and she's like, oh.
Which, incidentally, she kind of looks like Andrea. And I guess also her hair was not curly. She's like, I don't know why I had
that
curly hair.
They
No. Deborah?
Yeah.
No, she was like, my hair wasn't curly. I don't know why that was like a thing, because they had to do it every time.
Why bother?
Yeah, I don't know. She's like, that's what she said. I don't know why you would choose it. I mean, it was cute.
Yeah, it was
cute. She was cute, but she gave me Andrea.
Yeah.
Young Andrea. Like, she might have been high school aged
right
at this time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So Terry tells her how to fix her earring, and everybody, like, freezes, like, wait a minute. And even that's she weird. Turns around like, oh, I got sisters. And at lunch, he's looking for someone to sit with. And she sits with Reptile.
Right.
And introduces herself. And he's
feeding
like,
Snowball.
And he pulls out a little white mouse. And
oh,
she's like, oh,
that's cute. No,
Snowball.
That's lunch. This is Snowball.
This big snake.
It was nice meeting you.
So she goes to sit by Rick. Mm-hmm. Introduces herself.
Want some company?
And Rick's like, oh, I'm a professional new kid.
Right. He got there 2 months ago. He's been in 7 schools in 3 years. He's JD.
And does he ever say why? He
no.
never does, right?
Uh-uh. Because you never see a dad either.
No parents of any of these kids do you see.
You see the mom for a brief second. You do see Rick's mom.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. When Terry goes to pick him up, she's
oh,
like,
that's oh, right. The second time she goes over there
yeah,
or whatever.
So I don't know if he mentions.
I don't think he ever says why he went to 7 schools in 5 years
no,
or whatever.
I don't think so.
So Deborah comes in with Greg. So you realize, oh, this is the bully's girlfriend, the one who the earring he helped with.
Right, right, right.
And she's like, thanks about my earring.
Oh, yeah. And he's like, well,
he's a, what did he call him?
A
tulip?
Tulip. That's yeah. He helped me with my earring. He's like, yeah, it's because it's a total tulip. Tulip.
And Rick is in love with Deborah.
Oh, for sure.
And she starts to, Terry's trying to make conversation. You go into college.
Right.
Oh,
like,
I
what
do
you
something with music?
Yeah.
And
I don't know how,
about music.
But I will. And she's like, oh, yeah, I like The Clash and Talking Heads and Springsteen and Prince.
And he's like, that's pretty cool. And
he's like, listen to this, but they never tell you what.
No, you can't really hear what it is that he puts on his Walkman
James
for
Brown
her. No, it doesn't seem like
James Brown alone.
Yes. And now Sherilyn Fenn, Sandy, is nearby.
Debut. of Cheryl.
Oh, this was her debut.
This was her debut, her first movie.
And she's nearby scoping out the new kid, Terry.
Dresses like Elvis Costello and looks like the Karate Kid. I'm going to get him.
And so, and he totally does. And didn't you say they did not cast, that this was already in the script before William Zabka was cast?
From what I read, that was already in the script before William Zabka was cast.
But Terry does look like.
Does.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have gotten Ralph Macchio.
Yeah.
And this is part of the William Zabka Bully trilogy.
And you said it's this, Karate Kid,
and Back to School.
Right.
And also, this high school is Bill and Ted's high school.
Nice. Perfect. They're always interchangeable.
Well, you know, they always use the same things.
So.
Oh. So, Terry has a note now. For
yes, from the doctor to get out of gym.
Stomach trouble? What are you, a pussy?
And the coach isn't going to let him go to study hall. He's got a job.
Right? You got to hand out towels. And reptiles got their iguana.
Yeah.
Just in the... Where are you... What?
Where are these lizards? You bringing these from home?
It's the 80s. I don't know. They just...
You just bring all these reptiles from home and leave them in different lockers.
They're all grown ass adults.
And where's the... He mentioned like the alligator earlier, right? So in his locker...
Probably.
He has also an alligator.
Sure. Most likely. It wouldn't surprise me. For a reptile lover,
I feel like you should know that reptiles are not going to be at their happiest trapped in a high school boy's locker all day.
It's got to be a better place for these. Because he takes care of his reptiles. Like, you think that that wouldn't be a thing. Maybe he's got it in a tank somewhere. Maybe. Like in a science class somewhere or whatever. And he's the one that takes care of it.
Maybe.
Or he's got it in a pool. With sand in it, like Elvis.
Could be. Mm-hmm. So anyway, Terry is handing out the towels, and she hands Greg his, and Greg's like, what are you looking at?
Nothing.
Looks down at his dick. Nothing. I'm surprised he didn't get your ass kicked right there.
He's too dumb to know what he's talking about.
But Rick comes out, and as he walks off, she's up. Yep. She's all, nice to see you.
Yeah. I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you walk away.
After school, she's sitting on her car hood.
Yes.
When Sandy comes out to flirt, and she ain't waiting for Sandy.
Nope.
She like
she's waiting for Rick. Hey, for Rick, you want to ride home?
Want to ride home?
Yeah.
And he's like, "Whoa!" Like she's pretty cute. And he's like, "Oh, I got one rule: I never go out with girls who say bitchin'." Come on now. Well, in 1985, you ain't never gonna get laid if you don't go out with girls that say bitchin'.
I mean, I feel like that's probably true. Well, Terry was trying to tell you, Rick.
So she's asking her, well, what are you doing now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you want to come in my house?
He's like, all right, cool. He's like, my mom comes home and asks you about my girlfriend.
Yeah, here's she my looks made like up
Chris
girlfriend.
Chris Everett? Is that not a tennis player?
I thought so.
Chris Everett? I believe that's a tennis player. And no, she's not the one that got stabbed. Someone else got stabbed.
Oh, shit.
Monica Seles. My dad liked tennis.
There was a guy who used to work at my work who was really weird. Steffi Graf.
Oh,
because
yes.
He was
yes.
so weird and he loved Steffi Graf. And he was really upset too. When she like dated or married Andre Agassi or
oh,
whatever happened.
Oh, my God. A fucking tennis dream
but
couple.
But he would go see her play. And when that happened, there was whispers around the office that at first we were like, oh, my God,
did Andre Agassi?
Because he's like.
Didn't he also date Brooke Shields? Did they get married?
Yes, maybe. I feel like
and
that sounds right.
What is it? Bridget something Sampras. That's another tennis player. Pete Sampras is another tennis player.
And Bridget, whatever. Yeah, Bridget the girl from House on Haunted Hill is married
Mortal
to Pete
Kombat.
Sampras.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
My dad was into fucking tennis, so I know these names. But yeah, I haven't kept up with
it was
since
into tennis.
He's like passed away.
Yeah, Brooke Shields.
Are they still married?
No, only till
90. Oh. Who's he married to now?
Anybody?
Like, I care who Andre
I like that
August
he admitted eventually that that was a wig.
Oh, yeah. He's straight bald.
He played at that level with the wig on.
That was a good wig. Mm. It was on their toy. Like a toy.
That wig glue. Like the peanut butter solution. Oh, man.
It was just gum.
Which I thought I dreamed.
It was just bubblicious.
I thought I dreamed
And I've
that.
Still never seen it.
Me neither. We need to put that on the list. I've never actually seen it. I've just like, seen
just
that.
Seen that one part.
I've only dreamt that part.
Oh, maybe
I don't.
We should put
I
it on
couldn't
the list.
Say I've actually seen it. I must have, but we need to put that on the list. Cause
yeah,
fuck cause it. It'll be like that time when I saw Dressed to Kill. That
oh yeah,
scene,
you thought it was a dream
and I thought
forever.
I fucking dreamed it because that's why I don't like elevators. It's not because it I mean, it moves in a tube, and that's bad enough.
They're still married.
Who is?
Steffi Graf and Andre Agassi
are still married.
Oh, power couple.
Wow. Well, I hope that guy got over it then.
Well,
because, I mean, it's been a long time to hold a grudge.
It's been a long time since a rock and roll.
And this dude looked like, the dude I'm talking about looked like Woody Allen. So I'm like, really? You think Steffi Graf's going to, like, go for you because you sit ringside and, like, stare at her?
Well.
And she's your screensaver at work or whatever? Like,
well, that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird. I know what she looks like. And I mean, she's not like a ghoul, but, like.
I guess he was really into her tennis game. I don't know.
Screensaver level. That's weird.
Just a regular. They just look like normal people.
Look at them. Yep. Actually, she looks better now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She looks better. She's pretty. Now. Mm.
So he's telling her about his made up girlfriend and offers her a beer. And she's like, oh, so you don't really have a girlfriend.
Oh, so what about prom?
What about prom?
Do you got to go to prom?
Well, isn't it kind of a romantic night? I'd rather not go with my mom. And she's like, well, did you ask anyone?
Well,
no.
His dad is dead because he talked about his dad.
He mentions, but so I don't know why his mom had to move so many times now that his dad's dead.
He's dead?
The mafia killed his dad and they're still after him.
They're in witness protection. Mm. Oh, layers. Think about that.
So she's like, oh, are you a virgin?
Right.
And are you?
Look what I did.
What'd you do?
I skipped a whole page.
You got a blank page in between?
I got two blank pages. I hate it when that happens.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Anyhow. So she's like, is this your room? He's like, no, wait. Don't go in there. Right? Is this when he...
Oh, because he tells her when she asks he's a virgin, and that's when he says, no, you find out his dad died, because he's like, when my dad died, one of my mom's friends...
That's right.
...was trying to make me feel better, and she sure did.
And it worked.
One of your mom's friends.
Yes, that's
And how old were you? Because you don't say that part.
Yeah. No.
Is this last year? Is this when you were 13?
Right?
Like, how...
He says his dad died, but he doesn't
say
when.
When.
Nope. Oh, no. That's why they have to move. Because she's following him.
There's this adult woman is stalking him now. She's like, you got moved like James Brown. Because you find out she goes to see his room and he's like, no.
He's super.
It's a mess. And no, it's not a mess.
It's just filled with pictures of James Brown.
Obsessed with James Brown.
Which he spent 3 days with James Brown, actual Rick Morehouse. That's his fucking.
Whoever.
Whatever.
Clayton Roner.
Clayton Roner. Spent 3 days with James Brown to get the fucking
just to do the dancing in the prom scene, which you don't even notice.
It was good enough. I mean,
yeah,
how
it was
much
fine.
Work did he need?
I know you didn't really need to be personally trained.
I bet you
James
could
Brown.
Fuck like a champ, like after that though,
right?
Just because
get them hip movements.
I can't go on. Can't go.
And she's like, "Well, let's listen to some." And he's like, "No.
No, I have to listen to it in private because I dance,
and I only do that alone." He's like, "That's cool, man.
All right,
I respect that.
Okay." That's nice. They have a nice mutual respect thing going on.
So back at home that night, Terry and Buddy are eating pizza for dinner and they are out of food. Buddy is
like,
not doing
do
his
the dishes.
Yeah. Like, and he just taps the good china into the trash,
gets the
crust off. And the phone rings.
Oh, shit.
Hey, you scumbag.
Suck your own. Eat me.
Same to you, butt face.
He hangs up.
Mom says hi. And she's like, what the fuck? Her face is like, that was mom?
I really would love to think that that was their actual mom. That like,
and okay, let's make up the other half of the conversation. So what is it? So he answers it, hey, you scumbag, without knowing who it is? Or do you think she said something first?
She's like, hey, puss bucket.
Suck your own.
Yeah, suck my dick. Suck your own.
Eat me. Eat my ass.
Eat my ass.
Same to you, butt face. Love you. Bye.
Yeah. Love you. Bye.
Mom says hi.
Mom says hi. Thank you. So that was weird because he's talking to mom later and
they sound normal. Like he talks to her normally
later. He tells her Terry's got a hangover.
So do you think maybe it wasn't his mom?
She's a transsexual
now. It was like a telemarketer and he just did that and to freak her out was like, mom says hi.
I guess it's like what my kid did earlier. He was like, Nana tried to gouge my eye out, like on accident.
Tried to blind me.
How many fingers am I holding up to? And it was three. She's like, okay, ask me again. How many fingers am I holding up Tuesday?
I'm a Fabienne now. She hit me in the eye so hard. Look what she did
to me. Come get me, Mom.
I don't know numbers from days of the week. Nana
is abusing me.
So Terry gives Rick a late night phone call to tell him to wear something hip to school tomorrow.
Right.
Because we're going to get you a date to prom.
Come on.
Bye-bye. Scumbag. Too late. He hung up. So the next day at school, Rick is not dressed hip.
No. He's like, this is what you had to.
He's in his beigeous outfit. And she's like, look. A girl will be crazy to turn you down. Who do you like? And he points some girl in a red sweater. And she's right. Like, come on, just go for it. Just
tell her that her eyes are beautiful. The girls eat that shit up. And like once he goes over there, she's wearing shades. He's like, cut.
So yeah, Rick can't see because he comes up behind her. Is she blind? Because why is she wearing her shades in class to do work?
She wears her sunglasses in class.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
It's not rehearsed that shit. Ooh.
So yeah, she's trying to signal him like stop it. She's wearing sunglasses and he's like, oh, you have beautiful eyes. Looks up like, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yeah.
And he he like stumbles off, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a date to the prom? Of course, it's next week.
Like, really? You waited till the week before?
And Reptile's over there smelling an armadillo ass.
Is that what he was doing?
Yes.
I did not even notice.
He flipped it over like
he's curious.
Science-minded. It was stuffed. It's not like it was a live armadillo. Like
he wanted to know.
I would at least look and see if it had a butthole, but I'm not going to sniff it.
Sniff it? No. No.
I don't need that kind of interaction.
Like, I guess if I owned a piece of taxidermy, at some point I might have sniffed the thing itself, but not its butthole.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like, just to see, does it have an odor, but not the butt of
if
it.
If I can't smell it from as far then as it's I am fine. Away, then I'm not sure going it's fine. To investigate. I'm not going to go try to find a smell.
No.
I am not the type. Mm-mm. I am not the type. I get with the smells. I can't do smells. I can't. No, I'm not going to look for a fucking scent.
Anything that might smell like a butthole, I'm not going to try to smell.
If there's any kind of chance
that it might even a little bit smell like a butthole,
count me out. You can count me out.
Pass.
No, thank you. No, thank you. Hard no.
Rick drags Terry out of the room, and at lunch they try again.
Yes.
And this girl already has a date, so he has another girl, and she's busy tonight. Next week, for the next three years, every night.
She's always busy.
So Sandy comes up to tell Terry that Rick would love her cousin Jill.
Well, word is on the street that your friend is desperate for a prom date. So my cousin Jill, she's got eyes like Joan Collins and Christie Brinkley's teeth.
And what about the rest of her?
She's fire. Like, let's double date.
All right, let's all meet up at the cove. Or no, the cave. The cave for a picnic.
The cave tonight.
And because Rick's over there,
it's a literal fucking cave.
And he's pleading like, yes, please agree to this.
Yes, please. Yeah, give it to me. And like she keeps looking. It's like,
every time she turns over her shoulder. So back at home, Buddy's in his boxers, Converse, and a robe singing.
Cleaning the house.
I want a lover with the slow hand. While he does his chores.
I want a lover with an easy touch.
And Terry's like, are you sick? Because he's doing chores.
Right? He's like, no. I got somebody coming over to study.
Linda.
Yeah. She's coming over to study. But I feel like it could happen.
Excuse me, Mr. Romance, does she have any idea she's coming over here to light up your life?
Right? He's like, well, what if she loses control and tears all my clothes off?
Yeah, she's like, oh, the subtle approach. Why don't you just hang some salamis from the ceiling? He's like, at least my date's the opposite sex.
Oh.
And then he brings up a good point, which he's like, for research, you're willing to toy with this girl's emotions?
Yes.
Oh, you transvestites are the same.
I know. There's a lot of that, but it's also...
This is, again, before the language of... And she's not queer at all. This is a research experiment, so...
But, I mean, everybody else is pretty cool with it at the end. Well, Rick is cool with it at the end.
Right.
He's.
We don't really know how everybody would have reacted. You only really get to see that Rick is okay with it.
Well, no, she gets to go back to her old school, but, like... I mean, I don't know how anybody like the important
part. But nobody tried
is,
to send her to True Direction, so
no, nobody tried to send her to conversion camp. Like, oh, it's fine. Well, It's fine.
He's like, he brings up Sandy's hot for you. What if she tears your clothes off? Mm. Call me if it happens. I'll be there in 15 minutes.
Right.
And she's like, he's like, wait, you can't call me. You can't come home.
Yeah.
I got a girl coming over.
Exactly.
You're going to have to sleep in the cave.
Oh, God. And it's a literal cave. They show up at this literal cave.
Yeah, it's not like the name of a cafe.
No. Nope.
It's a cave. It's a bear cave or something.
It's a cave in the side of a mountain that they have gone to. And the cousin is in sixth grade.
She's 12 or 13 years old.
At least they're not letting her drink. At least she's got Coke.
She's got a soda.
She's got Coke.
But Sandy.
Sandy.
You don't know Rick. What if he was a fucking child molester? Or like, you took the chance?
He's cuddled up kind of close to this kid. Like, he's being nice to the kid. He's giving the kid a good time without crossing a barrier.
Right, but Sandy, you could have just set up your Sandy? Very young cousin.
I know.
To get molested.
I bet she did it all the time. I bet that's not the first time. And I bet it turned out worse.
You're Sherilyn Fenn. You don't need to bring your 12-year-old cousin to get a double date with the girl who's dressed like a boy. Like,
I feel like she learns her lesson.
Hopefully she does.
I'm super embarrassed as to what happened later on. And, like, I don't need to do this.
Because she gets, like, so Rick, like, is like, fuck you. So he goes, oh, well, let's leave you alone. Because he knows he's not into Sandy. So he's like, oh, let's give them some alone time.
Sandy looks at Jill like, get out of here.
Let's go.
And she's like, let's take a walk. And Rick's like, oh, you kids have fun. And... Terry's drunk.
Sandy.
Drunk. Is this the
you
best?
Tricked me bad.
He's doing his so best bad. Fucking
Andrew Dice Clay.
Is this a good idea, though, Terry, to be drunk?
Right? While this is happening? And she's kissing up all up on her and she's trying to push her off.
Yeah, like, oh, stop. Like,
and then
she has
just straight hand down the pants.
And pulls out the socks.
Oh, I'm flattered that you wanted to impress me.
I mean, how small could it be?
Don't ask. So back at home, Kevin's waiting for Terry and ruining Buddy's study date.
Terry sounds like Tony Danza.
Yeah, Mona.
Jonathan.
Angela. Samantha. You got to do them all.
I know. We did this earlier. We're like, that's all he said.
That's the only things we ever heard him say was their names.
Just said everybody's names.
So Terry comes home and luckily sees that Kevin's there through like the window and sneaks in through her French doors in her bedroom to change her clothes.
And she fell asleep? Or no?
Well, first Buddy's telling Kevin the truth that she moved to Oregon to join a religious cult.
Yeah.
It's all in the letter. And then Terry suddenly appears.
Yeah. He's like, I'm trying to ply this girl with cold duck.
Cold duck.
It's kind of tasty.
I don't know if I've ever had it.
It's kind. It's like alcoholic grape juice. It's like Jesus juice.
Okay,
like,
I might like that.
If you're trying to seduce a minor. Perfect.
Well, I mean, at least he's also a minor.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you're minors.
That's the one thing you
like
might be able
duck's
to.
The way to go.
It's that or a Zima.
Boone's Farm.
Strawberry.
Fuzzy navel.
There you go.
Bartles and James.
Which one are you? Bartles or James?
That's why I think I can handle a White Claw and I fucking can't. Because I'll drink the whole thing. That's the problem. That's my motherfucking problem. They go down so smooth when it's hot outside. And then you wake up like, oh.
Which one am I? Bartles
which
or James?
Which one am I? The White or the Claw?
So Kevin sees her. Terry appears and Buddy's like, back from the cult. Mm. And she's like, oh, I was upstairs looking for this skirt and I fell asleep in the closet.
Are you drunk?
It's like, what'd you do to your hair?
Oh, I got it cut. It's Vidal Sassoon.
Cute. It's gone. What are you, drunk?
Yes.
And she's like, Kevin, honey, angel, I promise to make it up to you.
Right.
But not tonight.
Nope.
You got to get out of here. I'm working on my article.
Mm-hmm.
Gia, walk to the car. Talk about your wild nights. So now that they're outside, Buddy slides over to Linda like, it's party time.
Yes.
Let's dance. Let's get crazy.
Yes.
Let's get naked. And she's like,
I gotta go.
There's something about you that worries me.
Yes, and it's true. That would worry me too.
And he's all, pick a sin. Any sin. Murder?
Gluttony.
Right? Let's eat. Let's eat.
Sloth. Let's take a nap.
Theft. Let's go shoplifting. Yes,
I will take shoplifting. Covet your neighbor's fucking wife.
Yeah. Could you imagine if that's what she answered?
Is your neighbor's wife hot?
Because let's go peek over the fence. Her. And he would have been into that. He'd be like, "What? You want to go look at my neighbor's wife? All right.
Honor my mother and father."
So she's like, "Look, you're a nice guy." Oh, not a nice guy.
No,
the kiss of death. It would it make any difference if I was hung like a bear?
Maybe. It might. Are you?
No, just checking. And she likes Terry's hair.
I know. As I like she leaves, hair.
I like your hair. So Terry climbs the stairs on all fours.
Yes, they're climbing up the stairs like you don't even know.
And Buddy's asking, did you fuck Sandy? And she's like, I bet I got closer than you did. And then he apologizes to his dick, which he calls Spike.
Yes, I wrote that. Mm. He calls his dick Spike. So in the morning, Buddy is talking to Mom.
And now like, it's a normal conversation.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I did well on my history test.
Well, sort of normal.
Terry's become a transsexual.
She's growing hair on her chest.
You want to say hi? And she's like, nope.
Mm-mm. Oh, well, she's got something hormonal and vocal.
I mean, she's hungover.
From hanging out with the guys.
Yeah, they went out drinking last night.
Who's calling my phone at 10:42 p.m.? What is happening?
Who
I just got
that?
A missed
what is
call.
Is it scam likely?
No, it just is a phone number, but nobody's name. Is a 760 area code.
I don't know what that is.
Interesting.
What is that?
That's the call desert. Back? It's the desert. Oh. Let's see if they leave a voicemail playing on the show. It's all some tragic news or
We're
something.
We're trying to reach you about your car's extended
Probably.
Warranty.
So, yeah, Mom thinks he's kidding and hangs mm-hmm. up. And Terry goes over to Rick's house to apologize.
Right. And this is where you see Rick's mom.
Okay. Right. When she comes to the door. And she wants to take him out. And he's like, oh, what? You got me a hot date with Sandy's grandmother?
He's like, no. We got to go shopping for some new
All
clothes.
That's wrong with you is how you dress.
Right. And he's like, I don't have any money. Like, that's cool. I got plastic. You can pay me back.
Pay him back with what? He has no job. He's a high school student.
What do you got? Daddy's credit card?
I really want to know what their parents do.
Give that to you?
Oh,
is there?
No, someone now texted me.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, they're looking for me to work overtime at work.
Oh. No. Right now?
Not happening.
No.
I am intoxicated, ma'am.
Oh,
I cannot
yeah,
do
no,
such a
you
thing.
You can't do your thing right now. We're recording. Did they know?
No.
No,
it
I
was
hope
a
they
group
don't.
Message to,
My work
to me
doesn't
and somebody
either. They
else.
They do, but they don't. Some do, but some don't. I like to keep it that way.
So I'm disappointed. This is my one disappointment in this movie is that there's no makeover montage for Rick.
Yes.
We don't get any shopping yes. montage. It's just straight
no.
to school the next day.
And he's dressed like Captain EO. Again, it was a big look in the 80s.
I guess.
Them shoulder pads with the vest.
And Deborah notices him right off. She's
oh,
like,
yeah.
ooh,
She's
very
like,
sharp.
Oh, hey. He got a fucking haircut. Shaven haircut, two bits. Probably washed his balls. Fucking doesn't smell like mildew.
And of course, Greg comes in right at the moment that Deborah's touching his collar.
Uh-oh.
And he's like telling her, let's go. And she's like, I'll be there in a second. Mm.
Now,
Deborah, just a second. And
wow.
then she's like within his earshot telling them he just likes to act tough.
Right. He's really insecure.
Oh, well, up. And then she's like, deep down, he's insecure. And Terry goes, well, up front,
he's an asshole. Yeah.
So at lunch, Greg is, of course, eyeballing Rick mm-hmm. in his new jacket.
Exactly. And like he's in the calf and it's like showtime, boys. And he puts some gloves on.
But first he goes, I thought he was going to go straight to Rick. But first
no,
he goes to the nerd table.
To, like torment the, and he
to get himself revved
anything.
Up.
He does the they stand up, sit down. He's like, no, I don't know. So he goes over there to Rick and immediately knocks his fucking
rubs
tray.
His spaghetti all
oh,
over his new
spaghetti,
jacket.
That's going to stain. And Deborah
sees this.
All of this shit. And she runs out and he follows her.
And Terry walks up like, whoa, did I miss something?
Right. And he's like, Rick sees Terry. Wait. He's like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, it's in the, oh, they're in the bathroom peeing. He's like, what are you doing in the bathroom?
Oh, so he takes him to the bathroom to right. go wash off the mm-hmm. jacket. And he turns around to take a piss. And he's all,
oh, what are you doing? He's like, I'm fucking taking a piss. It's the bathroom.
And so they, she's like picking the spaghetti off his collar. Like,
it just looked like you look so, nice today. It was perfect. And Rick's like, thanks.
So typical male bonding, like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. Oh, so that's what this is?
Sundance
Kid. It's like Timothée Chalamet.
The
Sundance Kid.
And the Sundance Kid.
That's how you would pronounce it if it was him.
And the Sundance Kid.
So she tells Rick, we got to get Greg back.
Right.
He's we in what army? No violence? No need to sink to his level?
Oh, we've got intelligence.
That's something he'll never have.
Exactly. So is this the next day or later on?
I think it's at lunch the next day.
Okay.
And she brings Rick in a homemade sandwich.
I made it for you.
Because you know boys how they like to make each other sandwiches.
You know how boys do. They like to make each other sandwiches. Like this, that shit'll kill you. Eat this sandwich I made you with my own two loving hands.
And Buddy shows up.
Oh.
All snatching fries over mm-hmm. Rick's shoulder, and she's like, oh, this is my little brother.
Buddy.
Buddy's like, oh, I've heard a lot about you.
So this is Rick.
Well, your true love, Kavina, came to pick you up.
For school.
And was very disappointed.
She wanted me to tell you that she's picking you up for dinner at 7:30 sharp.
Terry is such a stallion. Go on, show him your hairy chest.
All right. Buddy.
And so Buddy goes to scope on the local babes.
I'm going
to
go scope out the local babes.
Rick's like, you have a girlfriend named Kavina?
It's exotic, right?
Stallion. And Buddy finds some random girl and tells her, you're the reason I went through puberty.
Yes.
Your touch is the reason I went through puberty.
Exactly.
This girl I just approached from behind.
And here comes Greg, right?
Yes. Oh, back over to the nerd table to apologize for neglecting them the day before.
Right.
And tell them they're still his favorite.
Yes.
And Rick's like, look, Terry, this crap's got to stop. Mm-hmm. And he jumps up on the fucking lunch table.
Well, because he like knocks some shit over on Buddy, and Buddy's like...
Yeah, but he's like, what the fuck?
For a second, like, he's all, hold up. And that's where Rick jumps up. He's like, this has to stop. Hey, everybody.
We got a very special treat from a very special guy who's dedicated his body, pushing it to the limits to be strong enough to lift tables and spill food.
Oh, how did you do it? Where did this start? Were you a messy baby?
Did you hate your strained peas? Most psychologists tell us guys get into bodybuilding to compensate for a lack of IQ or a small weenie.
Which is it,
Greg?
Those of us who have gym with you know the answer.
So he goes to beat the shit out of him, but Deborah is trying to stop him. And Terry, that little dance in front of him.
You're not gonna hurt him.
And Rick's like, let's give a tribute to Greg. And this fucking janitor. Everybody lifts their table and spills all their lunch. And then janitor's
all on
like,
Greg's pants, which is great, but it sucks for the janitor.
For the janitor who's like, I do not get fucking paid enough for this.
No, they sure do not.
And so, Terry was right about you.
Yeah, you are an asshole. So, that asshole called me an asshole.
And the alien kids over there singing their little alien anthem.
Yes. He's like, can't you ever
be man enough to walk away?
Here, this is how it's done.
Ooh. And now Terry is impressed with Rick and is like, now you need to ask someone to prom right now.
Anybody, one last person, do it.
And he asked Deborah, and she's
and
like,
she says yes.
I would love to.
Yep.
And Terry's face.
All of a sudden, she's jaloux.
And Rick breaks into his little James Brown.
Yeah.
That's James his only.
Brown.
James Brown. Just a singular James.
James go.
Just one James.
Doo doo. Doo doo.
More than one.
Down, 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 doo doo.
Ooh. Yeah, James Gum Brown. And he wants to double with Terry. He's only going to go.
I'm only going if you're going.
If Terry goes.
Terry's like, I know who to ask.
Not Sandy. She's dangerous.
Not Sandy.
So cut to her getting ready to go out with Kavina in this white leather.
Torn paper leather
what
outfit.
Was, so the skirt was fine. But that the skirt was a fitted regular white leather skirt. But the top
for 1986
looked like from the Flintstones. This was a Betty Rubble.
Wilma.
Or Wilma Flintstone with the white.
Yes, with the rocks.
White fishnets, white pearls.
Paper.
Yeah. That was a strange.
Kevin loves this outfit with the boots. White boots, white.
I think they were fishnets. Yeah.
Yes, bitch. With the button in the back of the skirt. I love the button in the back of the skirt. I love not in white.
I think, did it have a little bow in the back of the skirt?
No,
it was just buttons.
Just a little, little piece.
So Denise is like, she asked Denise to the prom and she's like, I want a limo.
I want a limo. And you can't tell anybody about that. Like, why?
And the saddest part is you're the best date I've had in 2 weeks.
Seriously, but I went to prom with a girl. I went to prom with my friend.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, well, I mean, like, she wasn't my date. We brought each other corsages, but it wasn't like that. But why? Who gives a shit if anybody knows that you went to prom at another school with your girlfriend, boyfriend?
So Denise goes to leave, and Sandy's at the door.
Sandy!
With a gift. And Buddy, and like, Buddy does not warn her at all. He's just
he doesn't even know, because he doesn't know her. Mm-mm. She just asked for Terry, and he's like, yeah.
Right.
He's trying to get laid. He's trying to get laid. Save
and she shows up with
Malcolm X.
Fish? Kissing fish?
I followed
for
you.
For a boy?
I followed you. She's weird.
That's how she knows where he lives, is she followed him.
Well, she asks her, like, how do you know where I live? She's like, oh, I followed you.
Not
Sandy.
Cool.
Sandy!
And she wants to see his room or her room, and she's like,
oh, no, that's
not this one.
Nope. It's this one over
takes
here.
Takes her to Buddy's room, the one full of porn.
Yeah.
And Buddy's like, Terry loves tits and ass.
Well,
he's getting such a kick out of this.
I like pictures of people.
Don't let him fool you. He's a hardcore sex maniac.
Yes.
And Kevin's at the door. Oh, shit. Please tell, because she went and changed out of the white leather and wiped
That's
all the makeup
right.
off and
Quick
ruffled up her hair.
A jacket over her.
Yeah.
I guess she had to wear like ace
She
bandages.
Got some pretty big titties under there.
Well, she wore ace bandages.
Yeah.
In Arizona, it was hot.
Yeah.
Well,
sweaty.
She had to, she had tit sweat.
So she asked Buddy to tell Kevin she's not quite ready. Can he wait in the car? And he's like, I tried that. He don't like waiting in cars.
He doesn't like me.
And she's trying to get out of this with Sandy. And she's like, oh, the fish. Well, oh, they're turning cannibal. Because she takes her shirt off.
Right. She's like, oh, shit, the fish.
Which, what interest has this boy shown in you, Sandy?
None, Sandy. Well,
0%.
I would imagine Sherilyn Fenn not having a problem with this if it was a regular teenage boy.
Right.
But Terry is not a regular teenage boy. So now poor Sandy is going to have a fucking complex, because not only does Terry ditch her.
Yes.
But sends her
brother, little brother.
Like, there is a half naked girl in my room.
It's a whole 16 candle situation is what it is.
Yes. Kind of a little bit. There's a half naked girl.
This girl's
girl
horny and half naked.
And
have her.
Like, what if you're lying? What if I'm not?
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
good point. If I'm
go.
Not back in a week, forward my mail.
Yes.
And so she goes in to see Kevin still dressed like a boy. And he's like,
what happened?
You promised me.
You told me you'd be ready and dressed to kill. Like, oh, I thought you said 8:30, not 7:30. You know goddamn well I said 7:30.
And she's like, oh,
why
just
you come back in an hour.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's all sad that she's not wearing dresses and makeup.
Yes.
And that the girl I fell in love with disappeared. And she's like, I'm still the same person. Is that all you care about, is that I'm hot?
Right.
I'm under pressure. My article's due. And he's all, it's nice to have a hobby, but let's
she's
get
like,
serious.
Excuse me, a hobby? This is what I want to do for my career.
So now Buddy's lying on the couch depressed. And Terry comes in a tux ready for prom. This is
the
next
now
night.
Now it's prom night. Right.
And he's sad.
Buddy's not okay.
No.
It's been like Monday, the folks come home, and the closest he's gotten was a girl that took her shirt off in my room to seduce my sister.
And she's like, look, sex isn't that big a deal. It'll happen. He's like, can I get $200 for this massage parlor?
Right. Like, I know some place that delivers. I just need $200.
She's like, just go to the mall.
Right. Call your buddies up. Go to the mall.
And the phone rings and Buddy answers it.
Well, she's like, you know, I can't answer it. Not yet. It's almost over. So he answers and it's Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah, Terry's here. I'll see if it can talk.
Yes.
Mr. Wonderful. Yeah. She's like, oh, I can't tonight. We have to have a serious talk.
Yes. Yes. It's about us. Oh, yeah. He hung up.
Yeah.
So Mr. Wonderful is Mr. History.
And she nods and he's like, yes.
Looks that way.
So prom night on the beach.
On the beach.
And Denise wears like a Scottish kilt in Arizona to the prom on the beach. Sure. All right.
She was dressed like a, she had the Harlequin dress on a little bit.
A little bit. She was dressed like a Scotty puppy.
Ooh, like Spotty Dotty.
There you go.
A little bit. She was giving me a little Spotty Dotty.
There you go. And the alien boys, they got custom suits.
Even they went.
They were all fresh.
Even they went. And Rick is out there giving you all
Rick
his
and
James
Terry
Brown.
Are doing like coordinated dance moves. Did they
I
practice
know, I wrote
this?
That too. They were doing like Kid and Play style.
Yes, they were doing a little crossover and like back and forth.
Deborah and fucking Denise were like, okay, I guess we'll dance off to the side while you do
well,
your cause
Denise
thing.
Is busy eye fucking some 30-year-old man in the band on stage. Yeah.
43.
And Terry's pissed that Denise and Rick are hitting it off, like,
right.
Or not Denise and Rick.
No, it was Sandy.
Deborah and Rick.
Oh, yes.
Deborah
yes.
and Rick.
So tell me how they're meant
and
to
like,
be together.
And he, okay, so he has never spoken to Deborah more than five words before asking her to the prom.
No.
And he up on her like they've been dating for a while. He
I
all
mean,
kissing on the neck
I
and
know.
Like.
Because now it's just. Because she's interchangeable.
She's been broken up for one day.
She is an interchangeable 80s hot girlfriend. She'll go with whoever.
She's the one who got traded off like the 16 candles.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Whoever is the top dog.
Right. Gets to take her.
Interchange whatever girl.
Gotta be the alpha.
It's true.
And Greg's watching them all pissed like.
Oh, he shows up like, hey. Hey, Deborah, here's my date that's all annoyed that I'm coming.
That I'm over here talking to my ex.
I probably haven't stopped talking about her all night to where my date's rolling her fucking eyes like, oh, my God.
And Terry goes to apologize to Sandy or not apologize, but just talk to her. And she's like, I feel like a visitor from the planet of the sluts.
I know. And they like make it cool.
Yeah. She's like, it's all right. We all make mistakes.
Sure.
And Greg stops to say hi to Deborah and she does not give a fuck.
No.
And Reptile with his lizards at the food table.
Well, and this is when, like, Sandy sees Deborah talking to that 43-year-old guitar player with
Denise.
The flying V. Oh, Denise, excuse me. And, like, she's like, how could she do that to you? And
oh,
like,
we're not exclusive.
We don't have, like, a real commitment. She could date whoever she wants. It's, like, in the middle of prom, though.
Right?
I mean, so finally... Or no.
At home, the doorbell rings and Buddy opens it and it's Kevin looking for Terry.
And Buddy's like, oh, it's the Colt again.
We'll split her records.
Yeah.
And Kevin roughs him up like, you got to tell me where she is. And he's like, look, if I tell you, you got to take me with you.
You got to take me with you.
But it's kind of formal. I got to change.
Right.
So Deborah, back at the prom, announces the prom queen and king, which is herself and Greg.
Oh, yes, because she's like the chair of the prom committee. And like she announces herself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, what a surprise.
I'm not lying. And the prom king is.
Of course, it's Greg
Tolan.
But
and he shows up looking stupid in that fucking. And she's like, oh, usually there's a dance. But it's stupid.
So everybody dance.
Everybody dance. And he like puts on his gloves.
Greg's gloving up.
That he took with him.
He brought to the prom.
In case he needed to bully
somebody. You don't know when you're going to rumble, girl.
Those are his
bullying
gloves.
He knew his woman left him for this nerd. He knew he was about to have to rumble.
His poor date.
And he sucker punches Rick. Just like
I know.
Fucking tap tap, wow!
Like knocks him off a fucking
dance
riser,
floor,
like into the fucking sand.
And Terry jumps on his back and knocks his dick into the dirt. She's
kind
like biting
of,
his
not
neck.
Really?
Oh, no, literally though, just
well,
knocks him forward.
That's true. That's
into
true.
The dirt.
That's true.
And she's like biting his neck. And Deborah's over there checking on Rick. And that's
right,
when Kavina and Buddy show up.
Where they come. Oh,
and
shit.
Just in time to see Greg pick Terry up over his head and throw her into the ocean.
And Buddy runs out like, oh, shit.
Jumps on his back, does the same
Fights
moves his
just
sister
like
does.
His sister.
Biting his neck. And Greg flips him into the water. And What's his name? Don't do shit. Kevin, don't even try to stand. He sees that's her.
Does he see that that's her?
Maybe not. But why else would Buddy run up?
Why would Buddy run out there? But anyhow, so Greg comes up. And Rick throws, like, Rick comes up and Rick's got fucking hands.
Right? He starts just fucking, ooh, pop, pop, right, pop,
like,
pow.
Now that those I'm not fucking, I'm looking nose? At, I'm not, like, I'm looking at the other way. Now you're not going to sucker punch me. Let's fucking fight. And Rick's got fucking hands.
And he throws Greg into the punch bowl.
Oh, shit.
Fucking water washing up on him.
Mm-hmm.
And Buddy and Terry crawl to shore.
Right.
And now Kevin comes up to see right, if she's
like,
all right.
What the fuck? Why are you in a tux?
And Rick's like, who are you?
I'm Terry's boyfriend. Who are you?
Just a friend.
Oh, shit.
And she's like, look, I love someone else. And Rick's like,
whoa. I love someone else. Yeah, he's like, whoa, no, hold on. He's like, well, can I talk to you right quick?
So she takes Rick aside.
Helicopter?
Yes. If you guys can hear that, it's a fucking looking for someone. He's looking for someone. He's looking for someone. Helicopter. And... they ask what's going on. Oh, yeah. So Terry's boyfriend, who are you? Blah, blah. Takes Rick aside.
Right, right. Can I talk to you real quick? She takes Rick aside.
I'm sure you're a little confused.
I get it. Like, and he's totally cool.
He's like, I get it. You're gay.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm not gay, but you're gay, and that's okay.
And he's like, she's like, I'm not gay. And he's like, well, now I'm confused.
He's like, yeah, right. And I'm Cindy Lauper.
Because she goes, I'm a girl. I'm a woman.
Yeah.
Ha, right. I'm Cindy Lauper.
Lauper. He said that that has haunted him. Like his the whole Lauper? Fucking life to like have mispronounced Cindy Lauper's name. Like
that's
he
funny.
Didn't know. Had you not heard Rick Morehouse?
And he's like, he's over it. He's like, look, let's go back to the prom. And she's like, no, look at my gorgeous titties.
Right here. Bra. Oh, shit.
Wait a minute.
Hold up.
Are those what I think they are?
Where do you get off having tits?
Well, there was this contest, but I met you, and I know you're mad,
so
but I think you're terrific.
All of this was major bullshit. All of it was bullshit.
Rick, wait, you got to understand how much you mean to me. Right, Terrence?
Yeah.
Because you've been so honest up till now.
Up till now. And, like, Sandy and Buddy have meanwhile.
Yeah, now they're mingling.
And she's like, what's going on? He's like, just wait. It gets better.
And so she's like asking about the fish and whatever. Right, and he's like, actually, they really do love pizza. They're
right.
Doing great.
She's like, well, can't you? Well, Terry's running like, can't you forgive me? They run out into prom.
And Terry grabs him and kisses him in front of everyone.
And everyone's like, gasp.
And he's like, it's okay.
He's got tits.
And he takes Deborah by the hand and they walk off.
Let's go. And Terry's like, whoa.
9:15.
Everybody, gotta go. Have a lovely evening. Enjoy your prom.
And Kevin stays behind to pick up high school girls at the prom.
Ooh, you're really attractive. You probably have a date. Yeah.
It's the prom.
Yeah. Duh. Go home, Kevin.
So Terry takes a cab home.
Ooh, it's sad sax time. Where'd that limo go?
Right?
That Terry promised Denise. And where'd Denise go? Does she go home with
them? Well, they double dated, so maybe Rick and Deborah took it home.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Did Rick
took
at
Denise.
Least?
Oh no, Denise went with that band.
I know
dude.
That's
yeah.
what I'm saying. Denise was covered.
Yeah,
she went back to his studio apartment.
But yeah, do you think Rick got some of Deborah?
Probably a little bit. I bet it was disappointing though because he had no problem.
Well, because I feel like it was a minute. So she takes the cab home. Yeah, she comes home to find Buddy in bed with Sandy.
Mm.
And she's like, my voyage of self-discovery has ended in despair.
You saw this shit and you're going to continue?
Your brother just got laid for the first time with the girl who wanted to fuck you. And you're just going to stand in the doorway
and
have a casual conversation?
About what happened to you at prom? Like, close the goddamn door.
And then her, you see her crying at her typewriter.
Yes.
Typing, I was a teenage boy
yes.
is the name of her article. Mm-hmm. So now Terry and Denise are back at their original school.
Yes.
And Denise is still seeing this musician.
Right. Denise is still seeing the musician. Terry is dressed as Pat Benatar.
And all the high school boys are swarming her because she's single
now. They have
now.
Heard.
She's not ready, but the newspaper teacher stops her and wants her to come to the office.
Right. He's like, I'm sorry about what you heard.
He congratulates her on winning the
It was good.
Contest.
I read it. Yeah. And she was like, I'm really sorry. She's like, no, if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have.
Yeah.
Gone
if you didn't
so
tell me
hard.
I couldn't do it. Yeah. I wouldn't have done what I did.
And he was like, what about that kid?
That
he
Rick.
Wrote the article about. And she was like, oh, no.
He hates me.
He hates me.
But he could tell she really likes him because he read the article.
Oh, shit. So Buddy now is picking up Terry at what you assume is the
newspaper, right? The
internship, and she's got a fucking little house on the prairie.
I know. What is this dress? That's what you wear to work at the Sun that? Tribune?
Like, I guess her hair is growing out, but there's no reason to wear that shit.
And he tells her to smile. She's like, my face hurts when I smile.
Oh, even smiling makes my face ache.
But yeah, he's happy. He got a driver's license, a sex life. Mm-hmm. He's like, look, you got the job of your dreams and a chauffeur. Life is sweet.
Exactly. It's nice. But then they walk to the car.
And Rick is waiting on the bumper.
Where did he come from? Did he drive? He just been...
Just walked over there.
Hanging out outside.
Stalking her.
Probably.
You look very good in a dress. Not that one.
No.
This is the closing scene. You look very good in a dress. The first time he's seen her as a girl.
She was given the Ally Sheedy.
Exactly.
They gave her the high Ally Sheedy.
And he's like, look, let's go out and have some fun. Mm. Like dance. Oh, he tells her, she's like, I thought you hated me.
Right. He was like, no, it just.
I missed you.
I read the article.
Do you still feel the same way about me?
Yeah.
I guess I do.
But so, like, let's go out. Let's go out on Friday. Let's go dancing. He's like, wait. Let me do this. I'm the guy.
And then just repeats the same thing she just said. Oh, what an original idea.
And then she was like, let's go for a ride. He's like, only if I get to drive
your car. It's her car, motherfucker.
Is that a LeBaron? Don't you dare drive my LeBaron.
And then this strange woman on a motorcycle pulls up.
This elder fucking
like this biker 45, lady. 50-year-old biker
She's
lady.
She's been on meth for 15 years.
And Buddy's just gives her the eye and she just pulls up and he hops
I
onto this 15-year-old boy.
I thought she called him Buddy.
Oh, did she say his name? I thought it was like a stranger.
Did. I thought she knew him.
That's the mom.
Oh, God.
Plot twist. That's the mom he was talking
that
all that shit to.
That wouldn't surprise me. I mean, that would be hilarious.
That would
that
be pretty
was
funny.
The fucking scumbucket mom.
That would
Suck
be a funny
your own.
Twist.
So, yeah, they go off in opposite directions. And the
and
end,
we didn't even get a finale kiss. We had the kiss at the prom, but we don't even get a closure kiss on this.
Did they kiss?
At the when she kissed him at the prom.
No, I know, but here, they
don't
kiss?
No.
Oh.
They just, like, they get in the car and they pull off and there's not even a
they
kiss.
They go in opposite directions.
No, they go together.
Oh.
But they don't kiss. There's no.
Well, no. I mean, Buddy and
Terry. Oh,
Buddy
Terry, and the late.
Oh, yeah.
Directions. Buddy and Terry go in opposite directions, I think.
Right.
But yeah, but Terry and Rick just get in the car and go, but there's not even like an embrace even.
And
it's
they
just.
She lets him drive?
Yes.
My car.
After all this, like, women's lib shit we did in this movie, we're going to end it with let me be the man and drive
let
and let me be the man
the
and ask you out.
The same way that you asked me out. And then also let
I'm sorry,
me drive
but
your
when
car.
I was a man, I was clearly the alpha to you, Rick. Did yeah. I not?
Did I not make you
make
a man?
You a man?
In just 7 days, I can make you a man.
So what did this movie doom us to do? I don't know.
I thought I could join another high school at any time.
Right?
I thought I would have like this amazing bedroom as a teenager. I thought I would have like you
the
thought
tits of a 27-year-old.
Oh, the tits of a 27-year-old. But you also thought that you would have like a car at 16.
Yeah.
You'd get a Porsche. Or a convertible of some sort.
And that your
LeBaron?
Parents would leave you home alone for weeks to just
At
do whatever you want.
At least 2 weeks?
Yeah, none
no,
of that happened,
that
you guys.
Never happened. That never happened. I was lower middle class.
Yeah. So I posted to Twitter that we were watching
oh, good.
And
remember.
Recording just one of the guys. And I got some fun replies. So
fun.
From BB Sevilla, our new Patreon, Sevilla.
Yes.
Sevilla. I don't
Sevilla.
Know. He said, stop crossing the timelines, fuckers. That's how you get black holes and shit. And then posted a Jenny Lewis, Just One of the Guys music video.
Is that a single
So
of
Jenny
hers?
Lewis, who was just in, of course, is going to be a goddamn
oh,
commercial.
Fuck,
can I not
God
have the commercial?
It.
I was going to try to play it. But yeah, Jenny Lewis, who we just did Troop Beverly Hills,
yeah.
apparently has a song called Just One of the Guys
well,
from 9 years
now
ago.
2 weeks ago?
Yes, that would be, I think, 2 weeks back
okay.
now.
Okay.
Okay, so we got that
oh,
comment.
Three.
Oh, yeah, we're that far ahead?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan TZ says, my first memory of tits on screen.
Yes, for so many of us.
I Am Bat Mom, which is Loretta, says, I've watched this at least half a dozen times this week because it's on Pluto TV right now. So if you guys haven't seen this.
That's right. Well, and it's also on YouTube.
It's on YouTube. It's streaming on Pluto.
Commercial free. And it's a good copy.
Dissect That Film says, this movie was written by the guy who wrote for Laverne and Shirley and created Full House.
Crazy.
Cynodyne VR says, the best thing is she has Springsteen on her bedroom wall and dated Bruce before getting the role. And then they sent from 80s Teen Flick Festival Reunion a bunch of like printed out pages about this movie that I can't read without my glasses, which I'm not wearing right now.
She doesn't have her readers, y'all.
So Wizard Podcast said, this was the first time I saw boobs in a movie as a kid.
I remember this being like the first time I saw titties.
I remember liking that movie podcast said the little brother Buddy was a highlight.
That was a very sweet relationship.
Joe LaScola from Movie Dumpster just said all timer. So I assume that means a favorite of all time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Quad Pro Quo Pod said I watched this movie so much when I was younger.
It was on TV a lot.
Vincent Cadena, I loved this movie when I was a little kid, and specifically there was one moment that was just, and it has fire.
It's on our Doom Doodles, just so you know.
So check out, take a look for our Doom Doodles this week because we made sure that we've got the titties.
Nicole,
I recreated the titties as best I could, and they will be there for you on the Doom Doodles.
They will.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. So,
yeah, that's just one of the guys. Happy birthday, Leona.
Happy birthday. Leave us a voicemail, 702-720-DOOM. Go to our Instagram at Doom Generation Pod to see our sweet, sweet movie photo edits. You probably won't see titties, but I'll do the best I can.
I mean, they'll be covered. I might blur them out a little. Nipple.
Oh, maybe I can make our faces.
Be our faces the nipple covers.
Yes, we'll just have our faces
over
our nipples.
Every time there's titties, you should do that.
Just use our faces. And until next week,
we'll talk to you next time
later, dimmers.